This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In one of America's most expensive cities, there's a fringe political party whose name sums up their concerns. The rent is too damn high. The city is New York, but rent here in San Francisco is even higher. And while no party around here has been quite so blunt about it, organizations are taking action. The Bay Area Council Economic Institute hosted a housing forum earlier this year, and the conversation showed there are many ways to look at the problem and many ways to disagree on how to solve it. KALW's Liz Mack has the story.
But then you get the benefit of, you can build more units in that same location despite existing.
Let's be honest. This is a forum on housing policy, so it's not the most riveting stuff. Except for one thing. The people speaking at the forum don't seem to like each other much. Check out economist Chris Thornburg taking a swipe at one of his fellow panelists, San Francisco supervisor David Campos.
You know, as an economist, I'm not used to dealing with politicians. And, you know, they have a certain way of, you know, first demonize your opponent, second distort what he just said, and then third make your case as passionately as humanly possible, hoping that everybody notices fails to notice the complete lack of logic in what you just said.
So that's the speakers are gonna butt heads plenty, but they're not here just to jab at each other. They're looking for solutions to the housing crisis.
But the big picture is that over the course of the past 7 years, we have built less than half of the housing in this region the state estimates that we need based on population growth.
That's Michael Weinberg, president of the Bay Area Council Economic Institute. He says if you adjust for inflation, Bay Area median rents have gone up by 25% in the last 4 years, and housing prices are up 60%. Chris Thornburg, the punchy economist, he gives some context.
The kind of issues we're talking about today, and I'm very glad to be here today, but I want to make it perfectly clear that we're talking about is not something very specific to the Bay Area or San Francisco. It's across our entire state.
He says, if you look at the numbers, the high rental prices in the Bay Area make sense. People here are generally making more money. In 2013, median household incomes in the metro area topped $79,000 a year. That's up from $62,000 at the end of the last dot-com boom. Thornburg thinks we need more homes to house wealthier people.
If gentrification is the concern, the answer is not so much what I would say try to stay in the way of progress, and more about just building the high-end units that these high-income people want to live in.
Now, if you're not one of those wealthier people, you might not like that idea. Thornburg knows that. But he says if you don't build for the rich, they'll go into middle-class neighborhoods and take the affordable housing.
So the true solution, you got to expand supply. If you want home prices to come down, if you want to make it more affordable, we simply need more supply. And that means, yeah, that means at some level, a lot of Californians and a lot of neighborhoods are going to have to accept the fact that their world's going to change. There's going to be densification. There's going to be more units, probably more traffic and more need for public transport. But if we want the state to grow, that's how you have to do it.
But this isn't just the Chris Thornburg show. And when Supervisor David Campos gets up to speak, he starts by slamming those ideas, saying they're a housing version of Reaganomics. Make favors for the wealthy and hope it trickles down to the middle and lower classes.
Didn't work in the 1980s. It's not going to work today.
Supervisor Campos represents most of San Francisco's Mission District, and that's ground zero for gentrification. The San Francisco Business Times has reported that he might propose a moratorium to stop building market-rate housing in the Mission.
And let me be very clear. Those of us who believe that we need a change of course are not saying that we should not build.
He just wants to focus on building for lower-income people.
To the extent that the issue is that we need to build more affordable housing, the solution should be to actually build more affordable housing.
Campos says if we don't, we'll lose a lot more than just affordable units.
We are going to lose San Francisco as we know it. Because the thing is this, that in a presentation, those are numbers, populations change, but numbers. But what's unique about San Francisco is the diversity of the people we've had. It is that diversity and that character that is being lost.
It's the truth. according to the San Francisco Association of Realtors, the average household income in the Mission is now almost $111,000. That's up 41% since 2000. And the Mission looks different racially, too. The news site Mission Local reports that from 2000 to 2010, the Latino population went down from 50 to 39%.
I think I can safely say I agree with everything that's been said so far. To some extent.
That's Julie Pierce, the final speaker. She's the president of the Association of Bay Area Governments and former mayor of Clayton, a small town in Contra Costa County. Pierce says there's a bureaucratic culprit that's keeping enough housing from being built. It's CEQA, or the California Environmental Quality Act. It's supposed to protect the environment, but Pierce says
CEQA takes too long. It's too cumbersome. It is too demanding.
Ultimately, she says, current policies aren't working well for too many people.
Not everybody wants to live in downtown San Francisco. Not everybody wants to live out in the boonies. We all pick that mix. But our kids should be able to live there, too. And right now, we're driving them out of the state. Thanks.
That's the bottom line. According to Zumper's national rent report, the median San Francisco one-bedroom apartment rents for around $3,400. In Oakland and San Jose, it's nearly $2,000. But if you look out of state, the price for a one-bedroom in Portland, Oregon is $1,300. Austin, Texas, just over $1,000. Jacksonville, Florida, $800 a month. Everyone at the panel agrees that the Bay Area needs to build. The question is, how? According to its latest pipeline report, the city of San Francisco has plans. More than 50,000 housing units are in the works. In San Francisco, I'm Liz Mack for Cross Currents.